יעשה שלום, יעשה שלום, שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל. יעשה שלום, יעשה שלום, שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל. יעשה שלום, יעשה שלום, שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל. יעשה שלום, יעשה שלום, שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל. יעשה שלום, יעשה שלום, שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל.
אנחנו לומדים קטעי מקור בנושא חנוכה.
We're reading chosen excerpts on Hanukkah. Excerpt number 5, Rabash. What are the forces required in the work? Excerpt number 5. Specifically, when a person wants to approach Kedusha, meaning to do everything for the sake of heaven, this is regarded as the quality of Chashmonaim, whose role was to bring out the Gdusha from the governance of the Klipot, which are called Greeks. Precisely when a person wants to draw near to Gdusha, which is done through faith above reason, the views of the Greeks appear in a person. This is a klipa against faith. At that time, we see that before he began the work of bestowal, the Greeks were not revealed in the person, and he thought that he had sufficient faith in the Creator and had the strength to observe Torah and Mitzvot, and all that he needed was to do more Torah and Mitzvot. But when wants to be a Chashmonaim, meaning that only Kedusha will govern the world, the Greeks, which is the Klipa, opposite faith, appears more vigorously every time. Again, specifically when a person wants to approach Kedusha, meaning to do everything for the sake of heaven, this is regarded as the quality of Chashmonaim, whose role was to bring out the Kedusha from the governance of the Klipot, which are called Greeks. Precisely when a person wants to draw near the Kedusha, which is done through faith above reason, the views of the Greeks appear in a person. This is a klipa against faith. At that time, we see that before he began the work of bestowal, the Greeks were not revealed in the person, and he thought that he had sufficient faith in the Creator and had the strength to observe Torah and Mitzvot. And all that he needed was to do more Torah and Mitzvot. But when he wants to be a Chashmonai, meaning that only Kedusha will govern the world, the Greeks, which is the Klipa, opposite faith, appears more vigorously every time.
Meaning, in truth, this war, Hasmoneans versus the Greeks, this is an internal war in a person, where a person discovers that he has a problem. He's made of two opposing forces, and these forces he has to constantly position one against the other. But the problem is we constantly surrender before our negative forces, our ego, and it's more convenient for us to follow that as opposed to constantly resisting it. And when a person understands that he has no choice and he must turn to the Creator, and this is his war, he doesn't fight the evil inclination by himself. The evil inclination is also in the Creator, but specifically the plea to the Creator is against the forces of the ego, and if he turns to him, he is then in a war with the Greeks, as we say, and with his ego, and in that he sees his his place of work until he is victorious. The war only ends in victory when he is capable of reaching the light. The light. It's still a small light. It comes to the vessel of Bina. But nevertheless, it's the beginning of the revelation of the soul. So, first of all, discover just how much you're in danger under the control of the ego, unable to come out from its governance, doesn't let us turn to the Creator. And this war is in turning to the Creator. And what do we ask of the Creator? Forces of connection. This is the measure of success in this war. That's how we advance until we succeed. Clear? Questions?
No. Meyer.
The ego doesn't allow you to turn to the Creator or to turn to the Creator through the Ten.
No, of course it includes the Ten. The whole world is turning to the Creator. It's not a problem. That's a klipa, a shell. It's the opposite. The Creator is that which can be revealed in the Ten. If not through the Ten, it's not a Creator.
The entire lesson, what we talked about is that we can't turn to the Creator.
Right.
So how do we ask? How do we ask to correctly turn to the Creator, address Him?
This is the force of the Maccabees, the force of the Ten, who first we connect, and if we connect, we establish one force, small one, but precise, and it succeeds. There's a hero in, are mighty in quantity and mighty in quality. Those who are not connected are called mighty in quantity. Those who are connected, and one comes out of them as one, this is called qualitative force.
Can we filter the quality in order to see where we are connected? Does the connection exist in the Ten and we simply can't find it or don't see it?
This is true, but you can't. You shouldn't look for it. You should look for how to turn to the Creator to connect. To connect you. Otherwise, you'll begin to work in technology. Where are we? Inside nature, connected, and how do we need to explore, investigate nature in order to find the inner connection there in some molecules or something. An incorrect approach. The approach should be turning to the Creator, an opportunity to turn to Him. Because ultimately this whole war, is to discover Him. He is before us, waiting for us to reach identification with Him. And not that the connection is the goal. Rather, use the connection in order to reveal the upper force. He built that connection once upon a time and then shattered it. Okay? I see that there's nothing in it. No more questions. Let's go.
Excerpt number 6. Rabash, these candles are sacred. We say in the song Ma'oz Tzur Yeshuati, Greeks have gathered over me then in the days of the Chashmonaim and broke the walls of my towers. Greeks are those people who go within reason, who cannot do anything if it is against reason. At that time,
there was the governance of the Greeks, meaning this dominion governed over the people of Israel. This authority is called the wicked kingship of Greece, whose role was to make them forget your Torah and move them from the laws of your will. That is, the governance is to go specifically within reason. This is what causes the breaching of the wall that guards the tower. A tower means that within man there is a certain measure of greatness of the Creator. This wall is called faith above reason. And specifically by faith above reason, one can come to feel the greatness of the Creator as well as depict to himself the greatness of the Creator. When a person feels the greatness of the Creator, he is like a candle before a torch, annulled before him. But the Greeks, meaning dominion of within reason, which did not let them go above reason, is regarded as breaking the walls of my towers. In other words, the faith above reason, which is a wall, within this wall we can build towers, meaning obtain the greatness of the Creator, which is called a tower. That is, specifically through faith above reason, we are rewarded with the reason of Gdusha. Again, we say in the song Ma'oz Tzur Yeshuati, Greeks have gathered over me, then in the days of the Hashmonaim, and broke the walls of my towers.
Meaning, we need to be in certain kind of connection, the days of the Hasmoneans, Hashmonaim, and you need to have a certain, you need to be in a tower, a certain connection, and then you feel the attack of the Greeks, the ego that attacks and wishes to break through, meaning enter through the thoughts, desires, and break a person apart, but he has a pre-existing connection.
Greeks are those people who go within reason, who cannot do anything if it is against reason. At that time, there was the governance of the Greeks, meaning this dominion governed over the people of Israel.
Like today, let's say, the entire nation is under the control of the will to receive, the egoistic, the rational, the normal.
This authority is called the wicked kingship of Greece, whose role was to make them forget your Torah and move them from the laws of your will. That is, the governance is to go specifically within reason. This is what causes the breaching of the wall that guards the tower. A tower means that within man there is a certain measure of greatness of the Creator. This wall is called faith above reason. And specifically by faith above reason, one can come to feel the greatness of the Creator. As well as depict to himself the greatness of the Creator. When a person feels the greatness of the Creator, he's like a candle before a torch, annulled before him. But the Greeks, meaning dominion of within reason, which did not let them go above reason, is regarded as breaking the walls of my towers. In other words, the faith above reason, which is a wall, within this wall we can build towers, meaning obtain the greatness of the Creator, which is called a tower. That is, specifically through faith above reason, we are rewarded with the reason of Kedusha.
Clear? What's not clear?
What's unclear is, why is it that specifically faith above reason is what gives the greatness of the Creator?
Otherwise, how can you impressed by the greatness of the Creator if you don't go in faith above reason? Do you see Him?
I agree that if there was the greatness of the Creator, then...
So acquire the greatness of the Creator. If I'm in a tent and we all talk about the greatness of the Creator and we want to acquire the greatness of the greatness of the Creator that would penetrate all of our bones, that we would get excited by this greatness as if we seemingly see Him, feel Him. And this is possible when all of us are attracted to this and ask for it, and then we receive the reforming light and it builds in us such a sensation, although we don't actually attain Him. Then we are already inside what we call the wall. The wall. First of all, we attain the greatness of the Creator. After attaining the greatness of the Creator, when we are then in a tower and inside the wall, we can advance there. And here the Greeks come and they wish to break through, meaning the foreign thoughts on all sides, and they're trying to break, to shatter this above reason. Why this is above reason? Because in my reason I see nothing and I feel nothing. I received an awakening from above. This awakening from above maintains me in the air like a magnet holding up a piece of iron. And I am, this is the meaning of being in a tower and behind the wall. The upper light that influences me builds the tower and the wall. And I depend on Him. Now, in order for me to be dependent on the upper light, ask even more, the Creator limits me and reveals in me various corruptions. These corruptions that He awakens in me are called the Greek. And I need to ask of Him, demand of Him, to make a miracle for me. So I'll be able to deal with it, to face it. I don't have the strength. And if not for a miracle from Him, I will surely fall. So other than a demand from the Creator, I'll have nothing. Again, it comes back, we see, to the same system where the Creator does all the bad things. I ask of Him to take care of it. He does good. And that's how we go in each and every degree. The story is the same each time. We should finally understand how it's happening and ask, what are we doing today? Because also today we are in a certain degree. So how do we turn to the Creator from within ourselves? How do we ask for the force that we call faith above reason that would influence us? And in this way we advance. That's the whole thing, after all. There's nothing more.
The Creator builds a tower, and He's also the Greeks, appears as the Greeks.
Everything. He does everything on all sides.
And we are, where are we here?
We're in the middle, between the good force and the bad force. Bad force, so we until we are connected, included of two. Then we are like the creature that are included from the form that is opposite the Creator and the form that is similar to the Creator, and we come to adhesion in Him. That's why it's called Adam, man. Inside, he's an animal. On the outside, he's a human.
And
such
we
a form.
Only have to see how he builds the tower, and
we can't really observe it. We feel it. We feel the disturbances on the way to adhesion. When we yearn for adhesion, you feel those disturbances. How do we feel them? In the connection between us. The fact that we are not in adhesion, we forget, we're not dependent on one another. Those are all disturbances. On top of those, we are turning to the Creator and we ask, I have nothing to to turn to him and ask for a connection with him. What kind of connection? I have to understand that the connection with him cannot be more than the connection with the 10. So where is the 10? Where is the connection? I turn to him to arrange it for me. Is that clear or not, Eyal? What's up?
Previously, when we did the exercise of building the prayer, there was the following feeling. Each of us said what he said, and there was a feeling that everyone's kind of directed a bit differently, but there was something more there. There was a feeling that everyone really wants to succeed, that everyone wants to connect. I'm relating this to this picture where there's the tower and around it there's the wall, meaning there's still a very small desire. And from the outside, everyone was their opinion. Now, from this picture,
I'm asking the Creator to arrange everything. I know nothing. If the Lord will not build a house, all of our work would be in vain. Well, that's it. I'm asking of him. What do you want from me? That's what we need. He does everything except for the request. We have to introduce this component called chisaron, deficiency. That's it, according to our deficiency. Of course, this deficiency goes through various systems where it gets purified, galvanized, and then what's left of it is what's left. You can cry all day long, but when it comes to the Creator, because you cried from all your shells, the yell that actually comes out is a little, but that's enough.
The correct request is for the Greeks outside of the walls to die or for the tower to be built in the middle. I don't know how to put it.
It's not my business. I don't care about it. I don't care in what way the Creator is going to wage that war. The Creator is going to finish the work for me. Well, kind of a foolish approach. The tower will be built, or we will be built, or we'll do something inside, or he will do something. How come you have such a brain to speak about such things?
That's exactly the thing. The feeling is that you don't have that I don't have it.
So why are you getting into work that is not yours? How can you even understand anything about it?
So what's the right request? That what? That he'll continue playing the games. I don't get it.
That's also none of your business, this the game that he's playing. It's not your business. You want only one thing. Adhesion in the friends, and from that, adhesion in him. Simple. Write it down. And don't say later that I want to know about the tower and about this and that.
On Hanukkah, in Hanukkah, we see that people light candles, the Greeks, they attacked us, this, that. That's some kind of tale from the past. Can we say that faith above reason is so that it actually is what we have to work at?
Yeah. We have to ask for faith above reason. Faith above reason is called a wall. As he writes, a wall behind which we can hide. That's it. The tower is the gadlut, the greatness of the Creator. And it is built in a city and a tower. It's a greatness of the Creator standing inside the wall, and this wall is above reason. Everything is built above our mind and our feeling. What does it mean, above our mind and our feelings? It's built only through the request to the Creator and His execution.
To what measure does it depend on us here?
Only to cry out together. Only crying out together. If you ask together, you will certainly succeed. So we have to bring the knowledge, the request, the yearning, the deficiency, all those things, bring them closer in order to understand what exactly do we want. Each one should disconnect as much as possible from his eye and care about the tower and the wall. The greatness of the Creator that is inside faith above reason.
No, Avigdor, ma.
Many times it's hard to ask because a person knows that his prayer isn't pure. It comes from his desire to receive.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's like a baby who soils himself and cries. So what? One has nothing to do with the other.
What are these systems that you said that our unpure desires cleansed by?
I turn to the Creator from the worst state possible. That's it. If that burglar that wants to break into the bank, that is the safe that's in the basement, and he's asking the Creator, his request is received. He's turning to the Creator. He's asking. He knows. He feels that he depends only on the Creator. And everything could fall on him from the little tunnel he's digging. And specifically, he feels his dependency on the upper force. So he's close to the Creator.
But still, Kabbalists, they set certain parameters according to which you can turn to the Creator. And there's like this washing machine that works.
Doesn't matter, so what? Of course, my demand is still wrapped with all this lolishma. But I wish to reach a state as if I heard that it's good if you come to Lishma. So I'm asking. But it's only lip service, right, for the time being. But by being with the friends together, and I'm asking today, tomorrow, and so on and so forth, it gradually penetrates. Because from Lishma, you come to Lishma. The light works.
That's why I ask, what is that mechanism that cleanses the lolishma and makes the chisaron sufficient?
This is because from the shadowing, we're coming down to such a shimo, where we are completely, almost disconnected from the upper light. And then, the upper light that works, it cleanses, purifies the chain of connections from us to the Creator, and that's how we ascend. Nevertheless, inside of us, there are reshimot from the entire chain. So we only need to awaken the light.
So that's the thread that ties our unpure request to...
Yeah, I don't care whether or not it's pure. Everyone starts from the inanimate degree.
Question about the concepts themselves. Would it be true to say that faith above reason is the middle line?
For the time being. Later on, it will be the middle line in the faith above reason, because you will have right and left in faith above reason. You'll work with chassadim and chokhmah. Mating for the middle line. You have middle line in Katnut, Tibur, Yenika, Mochin, everything in the middle line.
And a prayer before a prayer, it's asking for the strength to attain the right line.
You can say that, but we don't speak like that. The right cannot be without the left.
Yeah, there is the left, but...
But the left is not aligned yet. Meaning everything is done by the light, let's put it this way. It's simpler for us this way. To perform calculations here might twist a person before he's ready to aim correctly.
We're using many concepts. Sometimes they're very similar or parallel. So there's a desire to kind of
make something a bit clear out of all the words. Because, like today, we all said something in different words. It seems different, but actually the friends mean the same, but they simply have a bit of a different vision in terms of the concepts.
And then you want to arrange it in your intellect, and you don't leave it as work for the light.
It's good that we're scrutinizing it, so it won't be that way.
That's what I'm telling you. You should put that into the prayer as well.
This weekend we had a discussion about what will our congresses be like.
We were so decisive on doing it here. And the system disagrees.
And after an examination, in order to really allow the men to unite and achieve everything that we talked about on the lesson, and also to allow the best conditions for the women in order for them to be with us, we saw that it's impossible to do it in the building, and therefore, nonetheless, we will go into the desert on Friday and Saturday.
Everyone is happy except for Gershon.
So,
let's say it straight up. It was a setup. Do it here, so we will later do it in the desert to awaken the appetite.
Probably this is how it is from above. So, now it got a much bigger, greater, stronger value.
In the desert.
Yeah, our gathering. It's going to be Friday and Saturday without a Thursday.
Yeah, I don't think we need to steal also Thursday. People don't have the... it's a work days. Rather, we'll come close to Friday. Of course, we'll set up things there ahead of time. Everything will be ready. We'll go straight into the process. Already on the way down there. On the way down there. We can hear lessons and verses, right?
Of course.
We should organize for that ourselves for that and do it. And when you come there, we have to arrange our schedule so that we study, have short breaks with running. Sit down again, eat, study again, short break in the middle. Friday, the same on Saturday, one night there, close to the exit of Shabbat, we leave. Not exactly at noon. The drive down is about an hour and 20.
About an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, yeah, it's about half of the distance to the antelopes.
That's where we were last time.
Any questions on that?
Yeah, we talked about love covers all crimes, that this will be the subject, the topic of our Congress.
I agree.
I've been hearing, let's say, a lot of discussion about the Congress only here, let's say, in Israel, here in Petah Tikva. Is it time to include, let's say, the world clean, how we're going to prepare the Congress?
We're preparing them now. You're here, you see. We're doing it only during the lesson. I don't have time and place for preparing the congresses in any other way. I didn't get any material. We are in our daily actions, we're coming closer to the Congress in such a way that every day is becoming a Congress. So down there, we'll simply be in a more concentrated manner. But it's a matter of the tent, the center of the tent, turning to the Creator, building the common kli. But let's hope that we can realize it in practice. And the second thing is that, of course, from there we'll arrange the broadcast to the entire world kli. And we invite everyone, all the men. They can all sign up and come. Then we have 2 days of setups, and then 3 more days of the big Congress. And there we already connect with everyone. Okay, so that's it. I hope you don't remember, you don't forget all of our assignments here, and try to do them properly. I trust you, and our good future depends on that as well. Yeah, Moscow.
So, I wanted to ask about the prayer and the ten. So that we'll come out with something clear. At the end of the lesson, we're gonna draw conclusions, and we have to have some kind of a conclusion that we're going out to with into the day. The main thing is that it will be common for all of us, and that it will be directed at the Creator. The main thing is that it will be something common.
The scrutiny is also not so bad. Rather, as long as how much we can turn to the Creator together, and what kind of the request itself is like a baby when he cries, but the mother knows what he needs, and he doesn't know by himself. He cries. He feels bad. What exactly? He doesn't know. Could be a totally different reason than what we think. Rather, the Creator is the one who scrutinizes. We have to just turn to Him. Therefore, our collaboration, our partnership, our intermingling, and then turning together collectively to the Creator. And exactly what to do will scrutinize by the light.
New York.
Ken. New York.
Hello, Rob. Can there be two prayers in a person simultaneously, an external one that he asks for love of friends, and internally that he asks for the opposite, not to give the love of friends? And how do you defeat the external prayer with the inner one?
We're talking about the prayer where a person wants to have the right plea through the group to the Creator. He wants it. Not that it works out like this. It's possible. Together with that, I'm thinking about something else. I can't even get rid of it. But we're talking about how much a person is aiming his desire. That's it. MacVG.
Hello, Rav, why is it so hard for us to reach a common prayer? Why doesn't the mind agree to such a form of work, and what do we have to do in the tent to make it happen?
Throughout our path, from the current state to the end of correction, throughout the entire ladder of degrees, in all the states, We need nothing but to organize the demand to the Creator called man or prayer and to receive from Him the reaction, the response called mad or the reforming light. There's nothing more than that. We are now putting together our attitude towards the Creator as man and mad. That's it. That's why it's so difficult. It's specifically on that we get all the disturbances. The system of the Klipa works against that, not against anything. Just so that we would not connect in order to turn to the Creator. If we want to connect in order to rob a bank, go ahead, no problem. But if this demand suddenly veers towards the Creator, nothing works out. Nothing is working. If you turn it a little bit, you see, you get such, you know, let's do it like this or like that. You'll see everything opens up before you, everything's easy, money, honor, knowledge, power, everything. If it's about turning to the Creator, only the connection between us and with Him, that's the only thing we need, then there is no luck, there's no success in Israel. There's nothing. That's it. So that's why we are now learning about how to create the right foundation for the ladder, for our entire path. And that's how it's going to be organized all the way. Things will change, and there will be as new in your eyes, all the degrees, all the rungs of the ladder. But the foundation is extremely important because you're coming from the corporeal world to the first established spiritual state. That's why it's not so simple. Let's hope we'll do it. Now, I'm not forgetting. You know what I'm not forgetting about? What are we, how are we coming out to the day? With what? I have a bad memory. I remember all the bad things. What do you do? What are we doing? You're talking with what desire, decision, thought we want to come out for the day. Each one obligates towards his ten, only towards his ten, to be alert, but towards what?
Dvekut b'chaverim.
Dvekut with the friends, and from there, Dvekut with the Creator. That we turn to the Creator and do it together.
Adhesion in the friends and connection. Adhesion in the friends and connection.
Today, all day long, we cry out to the Creator, asking, doesn't matter for what, the main thing is that we're all directed at Him, making sure that all the friends are in prayer.
Yeah, we demand the Creator to arrange our thoughts, our feelings, to the common deficiency to Him. So all of us would be in that.
I commit to you that during the day, all day, I will make an effort to be in this common chisaron, and that each of us, to save each of us, and to remind each of us to be in this desire.
Common decisions that we support one another in this appeal. We constantly turn into the Creator together.
On this round, we can already ask for the forces
that every word that we say, that it will really come out of the heart.
It's nice to hear the deficiency of each and every friend here. To relate to it as my deficiency, our own deficiency. I commit to reminding the 10 all day long to be in demand to the Creator in a prayer, each and every one.
Make our desire like yours. That we will really realize this prayer of Noam Elimelech, that we'll have a common, that we'll be in a common prayer and see the greatness of the friends and not their shortcomings. So, to do that together today.
I'm coming out with a great hope that today it's happening. Today it will. Everything will change. Tomorrow morning we'll have a new lesson after a day of changes and a true demand.
We're forcing the Creator. Prepare yourself. We're pulling you into the tent today.
Rav, how do we think the lesson tomorrow is going to appear to us? If we'll do today what we're talking about, how should the lesson tomorrow look like?
Externally wise, it'll be the exact same. And it's good. We'll come, we'll sit, but internally, we'll have a stronger pain that we did not succeed, or maybe to the contrary, we will succeed, and then we'll feel gratitude that it doesn't matter, actually, but the main thing is the connection.
Yeah, we'll come tomorrow with a greater deficiency, with a necessity for the Creator to come and connect this kli. We'll thank him for having the opportunity to ask him to connect us.
That what we'll have tomorrow is what we'll do today. In a common effort, persistency, consistency, and to demand the light for it to keep on working on us, to arrange our chisalon, to be like him.
I hope that tomorrow morning we'll have a stronger feeling of dependency on the Creator, that the Creator is not only going to be in theory, but also in practice, the one that sustains us, gives us the work and to be in contact with Him, to be rewarded with feeling that there is someone to ask from.
It doesn't really matter what will the morning lesson look like, but that will come and demand. Thank you very much. Have a good day and a good night.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי הטף והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי הטף והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.
שבת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה שבת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה שעם שכחן לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו שעם שכחן לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו שבנותיו להם רואה ונאמן אשרי בניו שבנותיו להם רואה ונאמן אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד על כל אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד על כל אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר